With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Teeing it up and talking golf. It's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show, and all you have to do is listen. Hello, fellow golfers. Hello to all. Thanks for checking us out and giving us a listen. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke Robert DeCozy in Master Control. It's another great show for you today. Hasn't been such a great week for LIV Golf. The 4.5-year-old Saudi-backed PGA Tour rival Golf League, after pouring $5 billion into LIV since 2022, the Saudi investment fund said, enough is enough. It'll stop funding it at the end of this season. That probably means the end of LIV Golf. Our buddy Tom Edrington will be here today to help us perform the autopsy on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, from the Park Golf Course in West Palm Beach, we'll hear from Clay Myers. Clay is the head pro at the park, and starting tomorrow, he and his staff will host this year's PGA Works Collegiate Golf Championship. Over 100 male and female golfers representing historically Black, Hispanic, and other minority institutions across America will play in the 39th edition of the PWCC. And Clay Myers will tell us all about it today here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
We are America's longest-running network radio golf show. You've heard the others. We were here first. Tee to Green. Stream live at sportsbyline.com. You can also hear us on iHeartRadio, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up and talking LIV Golf with Tom Edrington next, right here on Tee to Green.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, Wade's garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Golfers listen every week because we speak their language here on Tee to Green, the golf show. The language, of course, is golf. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Welcome in. Along with Debbie O'Connell, I'm Jay Ritchie in Master Control, the Duke, Robert DeCosa, and we are locked and loaded with another big show for you today as we talk golf. Later in the show, joining us from West Palm Beach, Florida, it'll be Clay Myers. Clay is the head pro at the park in West Palm Beach, and they will be hosting the 39th PGA Works Collegiate Championship this week. That's presented by the PGA Reach Foundation. The PWCC is going to feature 120 student-athletes representing historically black colleges and universities and other minority-serving institutions. Golf Channel will be there all 3 days, and Clay Myers will be on to tell us a little bit more about that. Debbie, are you there? I think I hear something rustling in the background.
Yes, I am. I'm excited to be here. What a great show and a hot topic right now with LIV Golf. I'm so excited to hear Tom's perspective and then the collegiate event, which is happening very soon. So all great stuff, Jay. We have an awesome show. Everybody tune in and buckle up because here we go.
Yeah, a lot of that stuff, the collegiate event is happening not too far from you down there in Florida. Tom also lives in Florida. Tom Edrington, former PGA Tour caddy, golf writer, author, and man about town. And Tom, the first guy I thought of when I heard that LIV was probably going to be biting the dust was Tom Edrington, because he has not been a fan of LIV Golf. And we've had many, many discussions over the last 4.5 years about LIV and its impact or lack thereof. And we're happy to welcome Tom Edrington back today on Tee to Green to talk about it. Hey, Tom, how you doing? Hello, Tom? Okay, I guess we don't have Tom. Yeah. Well, we'll try to get hooked back up with him. Oh, VM stands for voicemail. Okay. Yeah. Keep trying, Robert. He promised me he would be there. But anyway, if you missed it, and I don't know if how you could have, Saudi Arabia's public investment fund, known as PIF, announced that it is bowing out of LIV Golf at the end of this season. PIF spent more than $5 billion on LIV Golf over the last 4.5 years without getting any return on that investment. They were spending about $30 million per tournament, Debbie, in prize winnings for players and teams. That worked out to about $100 million per month. And that's in addition to the huge contracts and salaries that they were paying to the golfers to defect from the PGA Tour and play. And finally, this week, Saudi Investment Fund decided it's had enough, and they announced on Thursday that they would stop funding LIV Golf at the end of this season.
I tell you, to think about spending $5 billion, you just explained exactly how, and maybe they should have put some more of that money into the fans than the players. Or, I don't know, Jay, do you think they misread the fans and the experience they wanted, that people would just love music playing, the guys able to wear shorts, and then the team aspect of it? I guess they thought that would bring out the fans and then start to get the tour some legs. What are your thoughts on that in terms of the format itself?
The format, I didn't really have a big problem with, and I don't think a lot of people except for the diehard golf traditionalists probably did. I just think it was a bad business model to begin with. I mean, how could you throw that much money around and expect any kind of a positive return on your investments, at least for the first few years? Maybe had they been able to stick around for another 4.5, 5 years, they might have started being able to recoup some of that investment. But I don't know. I just think it was kind of a bad business plan to start with.
I wonder if that was their plan to make money. You know what I mean? Because it does seem like a pretty poor decision for people who do make lots and lots of money. So I wonder if in the beginning it was like, well, this is kind of a write-off to start, and then, you know, eventually we'll turn it around and we'll be fine and we'll make something. So, I mean, who knows the thinking behind it? But, you know, what's interesting is the opportunity for PGA Tour players to get back on tour with LIV, coming from LIV, because it's the PGA Tour is being strict with that. Now, Brooks Koepka took a deal, and it was a deal that the PGA Tour had offer. It's the returning player program, where they required a one-year period from his last LIV event to come back to the tour. Brooks Koepka said yes to this opportunity. Bryson DeChambeau declined it. So what will be interesting is what happens next with Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I think if that's a good idea or not, because not that I don't think that the players who want to come back to the PGA Tour should just come back in, welcomed with open arms, kumbaya, scot-free. They should pay a penalty. But I think you have to be careful with that, because if a few guys feel they're getting screwed over and don't want to come back, then you've got some players out there like a Koepka or a Reed or a John Rahm, Tyrrell Hatton, Cam Smith, Sergio, DJ, Ian Poulter, Lee Westwood, that could form a pretty good nucleus. Somebody might come around here in the next 6 months, a year, 2 years, with a lot of money and a better plan than the Saudis had, and say, hey, let's not so much revitalize LIV, but let's start our own golf league with our own set of rules and our own financial backers. And all of a sudden, the PGA Tour has got another rival on its hand.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be a big risk for anyone. I mean, what we found out is the PGA Tour is strong, and there are popular players out there. I think the PGA Tour was also saying, you know, when there's a player like the ones you mentioned, especially DeChambeau, I think he is the most popular player in men's professional golf, isn't he? Like, he has the most following.
Well, he's probably in the top three.
He's a big fan, right? He has a big fan base. So the PGA Tour obviously would want him to come back because that's a benefit for the tour should he say he wants to come back. But I can't imagine he wouldn't, because where else should the, you know, the tour hasn't folded yet. Yet is the key word, the LIV Tour. It's not folded, but without that funding, they would really have to scramble to find funding somewhere else. And who knows if that's even a possibility after what people have watched and experienced over the last few years with LIV. So we'll see if they're going to try to scramble to find money elsewhere and maybe lower the purse. And then will the players still stay without the money? It's so fascinating to watch this entire thing unfold.
And there's also the DP Tour, the European Tour. I think a few will end up there, those that don't like the terms put out by the PGA Tour, or those that just don't like the PGA Tour and don't want to come back. And they'll look for a new home, and I think they'll be welcomed by the DP Tour because they could use a few more big names there to boost fans, to boost sponsorships, and eventually to boost sponsors.
That is the key, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what it all comes down to. And one of the other reasons why LIV failed, I don't think they didn't really have a good media package. And I think if there is another tour out there somewhere down the road that's going to think of taking on the PGA Tour, one of the things they should put in place first, is a solid media package with a chance to make some money there, because that's where it is anymore. In all professional sports, they're being pretty much funded by the media, by ESPN, by Fox Sports, you name it. That's where all the money's coming from.
I agree, Jay, and those deals are so important. And then the streaming networks who want to make an impact as well. So fascinating to us.
Yeah, not to mention, the online and the streaming networks. Well, we're still looking for Tom Edrington, and we'll see if we can find him and get him on in our second segment as we continue talking golf. And the depth, is it the depth of LIV Golf? Big news in golf this week.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands, and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is, your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, Too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Your top source for golf news and entertainment on the radio, online, on your smartphone. Lots of ways to listen to Tee to Green these days, and we do appreciate whatever method you use to tune us in. Even the old-fashioned way, radio. We are also heard on great radio stations around the country, like Extra Sports 1300, our flagship station here in Colorado Springs, and AM 1550, Salt Lake City Sports Radio in the Salt Lake City, Provo, Utah Valley, in the great state of Utah, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. We're still trying to track down Tom Edrington. We wanted to talk to Tom about LIV Golf and its apparent demise, with the Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund announcing this week and telling the world they're ready to bow out of LIV Golf at the end of this season. 4.5 years, they spent more than $5 billion on LIV without getting any return on the investment. That was working out to about $100 million per month. And I don't think it, Debbie, I don't think it came to anyone's surprise that they decided to pull out. They've already, they had a new tournament scheduled for New Orleans this year, this summer, and they've already announced that they're not even going to bother with that. It's over and done. And there may be a few other LIV events before the end of this season and the total cancellation that get canceled, like the one did in New Orleans.
That will be interesting to see if they actually do then cancel and that it is dead. Like, is the tour actually dead, or are they trying to pull funding together somewhere else? I don't think they can get that kind of funding on a short term, you know, in this short of notice, right? That would be virtually impossible, I would think, right? Nothing's ever impossible when it comes to this, but it just seems like it would be. And you know, it's, LIV now has to prove, if it wants to continue, that it can exist actually as a business, not just at this as a funded project. And that's what it was. It was a funded, you know, so it needs new capital. And then shrinking the events, shrinking the purses, convincing investors there's a real future for the team model, right? All of that would have to happen if they still want to continue. I don't know if you read or saw anything at all, if they do want to pursue those things, or if they're just going to cut out these events and then slowly just let the heartbeat diminish to nothing.
That's a good question, and we can ask Tom Edrington that, as we have Tom with us right now. We finally tracked him down. We finally found him, and on the Tee to Green guest line, we are welcoming Tom Edrington back to the show. Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Two words, church traffic.
You got caught, huh?
Yes. Anyway, so everybody, was a good start to the day with the service.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about LIV and the whys and the bad business model, spending all this money, why it failed. Debbie just asked the question, Debbie, why don't you repeat the question? I don't want to paraphrase you and get it wrong, but you can ask Tom. He'll have some thoughts on that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I was. Thanks, Tom, for being here. Appreciate it. You know, LIV now has to be an actual business, not just a funded project, right? Which it was. So it would need capital. It'd have to shrink events and purses. They would need investment that really believe in their team atmosphere. So do you believe LIV is going to pursue things like that and get the funding and treat it as a business, or are they just going to let the heartbeat just slowly go away and be a dead tour?
Let me pose a question to you if somebody came to you with this proposition. Well, we just spent a couple of years and $5 billion with nothing to show for it, Mr. Investor. How would you like to put some money into a failed venture?
That would be a quick answer for sure. If they revamp, is there a possibility?
Well, there was a flawed business model from the start. First, you had to go to somebody with what we in America would perceive as unlimited funds. I mean, the public investment fund of Saudi Arabia, it's deeper than the deep blue sea. But I can tell you, over the years, I've known very wealthy individuals who put their friends or offspring into a business, and of course the business was bleeding, and they had the ability to let it bleed for who knows how long. But at some point, people with money have money because they don't lose money, and they eventually will shut the spigot. And somebody, you know, I told Richie this, here's what they thought they were going to do. They thought that very wealthy people from around the world were going to buy these weird-sounding teams like Aces and stuff. Somebody was going to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to own one of these teams the way, very large money people chase premier soccer teams in the Premier League. So that was a flawed hope on their part, you know, and the old saying is hope is your worst enemy in the marketplace. When you're putting a business together, you got no way to see anybody has ever bought a team of golfers. You know, they say, well, they buy Formula One teams, so that's a whole different animal. This is you've got maybe six recognizable players and a lot of other yobos from Kokomo out there. You want to own those guys? There was no money coming in. Every major sport makes the majority of its money from television. Just ask the National Football League, which is the premier dominant sport that's seeking world domination. Even the NFL is starting to really branch out into other countries because they can. But they're careful about it. You know, the Saudis, you know, you're paying a guy that's 50-something years old, you're going to give him $250 million. You're going to give another guy $300 million. And I can tell you this, when golfers don't have to practice, they won't. If you already pay them, where's the incentive? You know, it goes back to, Jack Nicklaus's first check on the PGA Tour was $33.33. You know, Jack was motivated. He wanted to make a living, but he had to work hard to do it. These guys have worked hard to make a name for themselves on the PGA Tour, then somebody throws a ridiculous, enormous amount of money at them and hopes they'll continue to work hard. But, you know, we're going to play 54-hole shotgun start. Sounds to me like a member guest and how much beer you got.
Yeah, that's a great point. Like, we talked the other day. You mentioned
the whole thing fell apart. There were promises made. Greg Norman promised they're going to get world ranking points and this and that. And, you know, at some point, the guys who are pretty good still want to, be significant in the majors, and they were starting to decline there, too.
Yeah, you made the point a couple of times on this show saying, name me one LIV golfer who got better when they left the PGA Tour and went to LIV.
Yeah, the only guy that kind of kept it together was Bryson, but he's starting to fade a little bit. And I still, Bryson's funny. I tell somebody, I says, I don't know if I can go in there and hit a decent bunker shot with a sand wedge the length of a 6-iron. I can't do it.
So
So where is all this headed? Is Liv totally dead? Are these players coming back to the tour? What's happening?
I think Liv's going to try to stumble its way through whatever they can round up with what they've got left this year. I don't know how, they already canceled New Orleans because they still cost money to put on these events. And, you're still putting up huge amounts of money, paying winners $4 million. That doesn't work. I think they're out of money now. And, now the tour can be a little more strict on these guys coming back. Reed just didn't re-up. He didn't re-sign his contract. I think Bryson's contract's up, so he's going to be, I guarantee you his agents, his representation is already negotiating with the tour.
All right. Tom Edrington. Thomas, thank you. Thanks for hanging in there and finally getting back on with us. We'll get you on next time, and we'll have a little more time to talk about Liv or whatever you want to talk about. Is that a deal?
Thank you.
All right. Tom Edrington on Tee to Green. We'll come back and take a look at a tournament that starts tomorrow in West Palm Beach, the PGA Works Collegiate Championship, sponsored by the PGA Reach Foundation. Next, here on Tee to Green.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
talking golf 52 weeks a year and loving it. That's why we're here, and that's what we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show. I'm Jay Ritchie along with Debbie O'Connell, and we do have a quick reminder from your friends and our friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, and who isn't, Colorado's best golf discounts start with the 2026 Green Saver, designed to keep you on the course and not break the bank. Green Saver, your ticket to hundreds of free, half-off, two-for-ones, and other golf discounts at over 90 top courses and indoor golf facilities in Nevada and Colorado. Plus, you can get discounts on carts, range balls, hitting bays, club fittings, lessons, travel, and more. And with every Green Saver, get a free one-year membership to Brew Saver, offering daily discounts on craft beer, wine, and drinks at over 70 Colorado locations. Grab your Green Saver now and start playing smarter for just $54. Enjoy a year of great golf without breaking the bank. Green Saver is available in both book or mobile format. If you get the mobile and there are updates that occur or come along during the season, you can cash in on those. If you get the book, that won't happen. But you can go book or mobile or both. For more info or to order, go to greensavergolf.com, greensavergolf.com, and never pay full price to golf again. I guess we got a guest on the guest line, Debbie.
Yes, our next guest is living a true full-circle golf story. Clay Myers competed in the PGA Works Collegiate Championship in 2011 for Jackson State. There, he won three times and earned SWAC Player of the Year honors. He went on to play professional golf around the world and appeared on Big Break. Now, he's the head golf professional at the park in West Palm Beach, this year's host of PGA Works Collegiate Championship. Please welcome Clay Myers. Clay, great to have you here.
Hey, hi, Clay. Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, Clay, what does this full circle moment feel like for you personally?
Yeah, it just feels like another opportunity to be able to impact the college kids that are playing in this tournament, showing them not only the wonderful South Florida, but all the great opportunities that are in golf post their collegiate career.
Well, explain what this event is all about, you know, and how it's changed since you played in it in 2011.
Yeah, so it was called the National Minority Tournament when I played in it in 2011. It was at Port St. Lucie at PJ Golf Club in Port St. Lucie, and still a great event. It was ran by the PGA of America then, but now since the PGA Reach has taken it over, it's just gone to a new level. The venues that they go to each year, last year it was at Whistling Straits. The year before that it was at TPC Sawgrass. So the venues that these student athletes are getting to play now are just world class and really preparing them for the next level if they choose to take that.
Clay, did you actively pursue this event? Did you lobby the PGA for it, or did they just pick you guys? How did that happen?
I hope I had a little bit of a say in it. So last year when we were at Whistling Straits, I was there volunteering as a PGA ambassador. And yeah, they said they didn't have a host facility for next year, and I said, well, why don't you guys come to the park? That was probably all of my doing in that, but maybe that was enough.
Well, there's a great saying in business, Clay. It's called proximity is power. And you showing up, volunteering, and putting your time and effort and energy into the event gave you the proximity you needed to hear they needed at the place. And, wow, that's just the power of that in motion. Tell us about the condition of the course. Tell about your golf course. Is it phenomenal? Is it ready? What are the greens rolling at?
Yeah, the golf course is in excellent shape. Our superintendent crew, led by Peter, they do a great job year-round. But this is a newly renovated golf course. We've only been open for about 3.5 years now. remodeled from the old West Palm Beach golf course. Gil Hans came in and redesigned it and made it more family-friendly, more fun for all ages, all golfers. So there's a lot of rolling fairways, rolling slopes. The green complexes are very tiered and a lot of bunkering. But the one thing that is kind of unique about the park is there's no water on the golf course. Tiger Woods hit our opening tee shot, and he said, "This is a one-ball golf course." So it is hard to lose your golf ball out there. You can, but that's what makes the park so fun, is that you can go around and enjoy playing the golf course and not having, you know, a lot of stress losing golf balls.
Clay Myers, the head pro at the park at Wynn West Palm Beach, hosting the 39th PGA Works Collegiate Championship presented by PGA Reach Foundation. Clay, you're going to have over 100 student athletes representing historically black colleges and universities, Hispanic-serving institutions, other minority-serving institutions, competing across five divisions. It's 54 holes of stroke play competition. You've got teams. You got 30 individual players. How good are these kids?
Oh yeah, they're awesome. They're great. I'm expecting, you know, I hope the winning score is hopefully double digits. You know, 10, 11 under. That's how good these kids are. So the golf course, like I said, is in great shape. It's ready for them. If the wind doesn't blow too hard, I think they'll have a great time, shoot some low numbers.
And what will this event do for everyone who competes in this? How did it impact you? One thing you said is, yes, I'm looking forward to impacting. You are a man who loves to make an impact, and you can see that through your experience in junior golf, which I'm sure we'll talk about more. But how did it impact you? How do you see it impacting these players as well?
Yeah, so when I played in it, I remember specifically the general manager at PGA Golf Club at the time, Bill Sheffaletti, took some time with me. I guess he was, you know, just talking to all the student athletes, but I remember our conversation about being a PGA member and, you know, working at a golf course like this one day, and, you know, what I wanted to do after college, because at the time I was still deciding if I wanted to play professionally or just work full-time in golf. And, yeah, I just really remember that moment. And so I didn't go right into working in golf right after college. I did 6 years of playing professionally. But when I came back and decided I wanted to have a career in golf and become a PGA member, that same general manager was my first teacher that I had when I came back into the association. So, you know, this, hopefully I can be there for these kids too, to show them that, you know, you can still compete, you can still play golf on a competitive level with the PGA of America, but you can also set yourself up for long-term, a career goal. And so whether they want to do it now or later, I just want to show them that, you know, we're here for them.
You have the nickname the Ambassador of Fun. How did you acquire that?
Huh. You got some research there. Yeah. So at the park, that's one of our core values, is fun. And that's something that, you know, we try to show every customer that comes onto the property. All our employees display that, from, you know, and everybody that comes there just has a good time. So I like to have a good time. I like to show people, you know, having a good time. And yeah, I don't know how the name came to be, but I'll take it.
Yeah, you went to the event a year ago, but is this your first time, and will this be your staff's first time of hosting an event of this nature, or an event of any size?
So we hosted the match about 2 years ago. Similar as far as the production with the Golf Channel and it being aired on television, but this is the first event that we've hosted that's of this level that's involved so many sponsors from we got the Palm Beach Sports Commission, Chase Kohler, the PGA of America, and the list goes on. But this is a world class event. Hopefully we can do it again. But just to be on the list of courses that they've gone to for the PGA Works, for the park to be on that list is pretty cool.
So much goes into that, and getting the sponsors and the big deals. And talking about big sponsors, big deals, would you give our listeners some insider information on Big Break? I imagine we have listeners who watch all of those shows and love the competition, the excitement, and the drama that happens on a show like Big Break. So you were on that. Share your experience, Clay.
Yeah, that was a fun 2 weeks. We did it at PGA National, so I was here, not too far from where I am now. I was the last season of it, and yeah, they fly you there for 2 weeks. They take your phone, they take all your electronics. You can't talk to anybody. Everything is kept secret until they start showing the episodes. But it was a really good time. I was there with 11 awesome guys, and I ended up finishing fourth on the show. But yeah, it was, after day three or four, you kind of forget that the cameras are there, and you just really start to relax and become yourself. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes it can, it can hurt you too. But the guys that we had, two guys make it to the PGA Tour, Richie Werwinski and Wesley Bryan, on my season. And those guys were great golfers. I was just glad to be on the show and compete against them.
Were you happy with how they edited it?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, if you forget the cameras are rolling, they're rolling, so they catch everything. Episode probably five or six, I turned into the villain. Unbeknownst to me. So watching it back, I was like, oh wow, I see how they can really, lead a character or build a character. But it was all good. It was all fun. That show really helped my career out a lot because so many people watched the show. Even last year, President Obama came to play the park, and I got a chance to meet him. And that was the first thing he said to me was, "Big Break, Clay." And he told me about how he watched it in the Oval Office during COVID. And I was like, wow, that was pretty cool.
Oh, phenomenal story. Yeah. Clay Myers, head professional at the Park Golf Course in West Palm Beach, starting tomorrow and for the next 3 days, tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday. His course will be hosting the 39th PGA Works Collegiate Championship presented by the PGA Reach Foundation. And it will be live on Golf Channel. You can tune in all 3 days from 4 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Clay, if you had one bit of advice to give to this year's participants, what would you tell them? What would it be?
If it's breezy, swing easy. But really just have a good time. Enjoy it. Soak it all in. They have an event tonight at the SoFi Center where they do TGL. Just soak it all in. Have a good time and represent your school well.
All right. We'll be watching on Golf Channel tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday. Clay Myers. Clay, thanks and congratulations.
Yeah.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494, 800-219-2494, 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
The fastest hour in radio and the quickest hour in golf, as we like to say here on Tee to Green, along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. And Debbie, another week and another major in pro golf. Last week, of course, you watched the Chevron won by Nelly Korda. That had to be a lot of fun. I didn't get to see the last round.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's so composed and focused. You know she's in the moment. And then she got to do a cannonball into Poppy's Pond by the 18th hole with her caddy and some family. So fantastic event to watch. And Nelly is up there again this week. She's leading by three right now at the LPGA Tour event. So, I mean, the El Camaleon Golf Club is where they're playing, a $2.5 million purse. So Nelly is on a roll playing great golf. She's minus 14.
Yeah. That's at the Riviera Mayan Open near Cancun. Not a bad place to hang out, whether you're golfing or not. As far as the major goes, it's the region's tradition. Greystone Country Club, Birmingham, Alabama, one of five senior majors. Stewart Cink, 15 under par, three shots better than 62-year-old Cullen Montgomery. Back in the spotlight, back in the hunt in a major championship on the senior tour. PGA Tour in Miami, Doral, the Cadillac Championship. Cam Young, 15 under, six better than Scottie Scheffler. And Siwoo Kim, final round today on CBS. Thank you to Tom Edrington and Clay Myers for joining us today. Thank you to Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. For the both of us, till next time, hit 'em long, hit 'em straight.